AM 1300 KGLO. It is time now for our corporate farmer visit for this week. And we get a chance to talk with Chad Hansen. He's from Corporate Farmer and on the live line right now. And I think we've got connection. Chad, how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Well, good. You and I were just visiting off the air about all of the trials and tribulations of college athletics trying to decide whether or not they would play or not play. And college football in the fall, and so we're watching from the outside looking in, trying to figure that out, aren't we?
You know, growing up, my mom used to watch a lot of those shows during the day. I think they called them soap operas. Isn't that like seeing what college athletics feels like right now? I mean, it's just been crazy in the ups and downs and everything that happened for fans as they tried to figure this out, and all the rumors and everything started swirling. It's just been kind of a whirlwind. Hopefully they can get some things figured out. Sounds like more meetings today, and it'd be nice if they would actually release something so that calm maybe some of the fans' nerves as they try and sort out whether we're going to have football this fall.
Yeah, I had somebody ask me this morning again, so how come the pro teams can do this, and the college teams are bits and pieces here and there. And you and I were just talking about that, is the pro teams have one protocol that mm-hmm. everybody will follow for every team in their sport, and they all live by that
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's the model, you know, that we've all kind of probably complained a little bit about, you know, through the years. Why can't we get a playoff? Why can't we get a true national champion? All those things that it seemed like took forever to happen. And when you don't have that centralized, you know, leadership group that kind of makes those decisions, you've got this chaos like what we're seeing play out right now, where, you know, one group says that this is where we feel things need to go, and another group, you know, does something different. And I think it's what some of us have maybe complained a little bit about through this whole, you know, process right now with, you know, our country, and that, you know, by having, you know, the kind of control and leadership at the state level, you know, it creates an opportunity for the states that you know, don't have the issues and stuff to be able to react in a different way than, you know, some of the states like New York that had the problems early on and had to, you know, react before maybe they needed to in Iowa. But, you know, from the outside looking in, it looks like chaos, right? And so I think that's kind of the same thing that's happening right now in college athletics.
Yeah, you realize with each and every passing day what, and we're talking about a sport thing right now,
mm-hmm.
but it has, look how it's affected business. And mm-hmm. I guess we should not kid ourselves, too, by thinking that that's not big business, because it is.
It certainly is, and, you know, these are still things that even at a local level that we're all kind of dealing with about, you know, kind of wearing the masks and what's required, and, you know, as you have patrons that come in that don't agree with that, you know, how you react and deal with those situations. And, you know, this is a country where we, you know, really want individuals to have their own rights and have their own voice and everything, but, you know, sometimes those things conflict, and that's where it becomes difficult, and you know, that's where it takes time to kind of work through some of these issues and find, you know, some common ground. And, you know, it's not easy, for sure. I know we had a school board meeting last night, and those are the same types of questions that you're asking and going through as you try and develop a plan to return to school. And so, you know, I unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I've been dealing with that on many different fronts, and you know, it's challenging, that's to say the least.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Well, I know one thing is for sure, everybody can be on the same page when they're working with Corporate Farmer, right?
Exactly. That's the good thing. I come here just for a break. Isn't that nuts? I mean, most people go to work so that they can pay the bills and then they go home for a break. I think I'm the opposite at this point in time.
I'm chuckling, but I get it. No, and honestly, I think there are probably a lot of folks listening right now that are thinking the same thing. You know, we're at that point, though, where it's, okay, take a deep breath, and we'll all get through all of this kind of stuff together. And especially, boy, if you're a farmer, if you're an agriculture, you need to have Corporate Farmer by your side going through mm-hmm. some of this kind of stuff, because I wouldn't want to wander down this road alone without a Corporate Farmer.
No. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we sit here and talk about the virus, but for, you know, some people, I'm sure a lot of us and the listeners saw, you know, some of the damage and things that happened south of us over yesterday and you know, the fields that were flattened and stuff. And so to say that the only thing that we're dealing with right now is the virus, it would be wrong. You know, Mother Nature kind of changed things a little bit for some, like I said, farmers south of the listening area. And so, you know, as you try and prepare and think about all those things, it's something that definitely changes your game plan a little bit. And, you know, we'll have some conversations there, I'm sure, as some of that gets sorted out with tax ramifications and things like that, as, you know, they deal with insurance and all that stuff that comes from, you know, the damage that was done, especially, you know, around Des Moines and east of there. So,
yeah, I saw one picture and somebody made a comment on social media. They said, I could just cry for this guy
mm-hmm.
who looks like he wants to cry. And he was he was standing in his field that was just absolutely flattened, a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
It was just flattened.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable what that storm did.
Isn't it amazing? And we've all sat there here and said, you know, how great the crops look down, you know, along the I-80 and,
yeah.
You know, especially in comparison to how dry we've been and stuff. And, man, you know, it looked green laying flat, that's for sure. I will say that much about it, but I don't think that's going to pay the bills, you know. So, you know, we've definitely had our challenges in agriculture, and it doesn't look like that is ending anytime soon.
Well, you know, too, Chad, and every week we talk a little bit about what's happening, for example, in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and some of those adjustments that are made. And to keep up with that with with the people you work with in agriculture, my goodness.
Yeah, I tell you, about every chance you think you got things figured out or, you know the direction that it's going, they throw you a little bit of a curveball. And I've had a few questions already this week of you know, some of the executive orders that we probably heard about on the news that our president signed, and how does that affect things? One of the big things there was the payroll taxes, and, you know, had somebody call me up right away Monday morning that was getting ready to do payroll and said, you know, with this, do I go ahead and, you know, adjust the withholding? It sounds like that we don't have to withhold taxes. I said, well, hold up here. Here's the story on this is, you know, he doesn't really have the authority to make those types of changes with an executive order. So, you know, it actually states that you can electively not withhold from, you know, your employees and, you know, do that through the end of the year. What happens is if Congress doesn't vote to reduce payroll taxes, then it's kind of like a loan in that it needs to be paid all at the end. And I said, you know, how happy are your employees going to be if you don't take out the, you know, federal and Social Security and Medicare out of their paychecks and they go spend that money, and then you get down to the end of the year and nothing's been done by Congress. And so, you know, now you've got to withhold that all of a sudden to get caught back up, and they may not get a few paychecks at the end of the year when they probably haven't, you know, prepared for that and really still need that money. And so, you know, that kind of changed his mentality a little bit of, you know, what exactly happened over the weekend. And he said, ah, Chad, it sounds like I better just keep doing what I'm doing then. And I said, yeah, that's probably a good plan. And so those are the types of things that seem like, you know, you hear something, you know, think, oh, this sounds great, and we'll go ahead and implement it immediately. And then you kind of get the rest of the story, right, as Paul Harvey would say. And sure. then, you decide that maybe it isn't quite as great as what you heard or what you thought.
Well, that was good you slowed him down because, yeah, you're right. You don't want to be first one out front on that one.
No, for sure. And, you know, we talked a little bit last week about some of these proposed bills and then had a stalemate, you know, basically at the end of the week with the Republicans and the Democrats on where both of them stand on things. And, you know, it looks like now with talk yesterday, like maybe both sides are prepared to kind of, you know, get back to the table and talk about that a little bit more. And that's, I think, really what the president was after, was to kind of push them along because of the fact that we had, you know, the federal bump there in unemployment go away as of the end of July, and there's still plenty of people that, you know, are unemployed and really could use that extra check each week. And so, you know, I think it's important that we continue to have that discussion. There's plenty of things there that I know that our clients are kind of wondering, you know, how it's all going to play out. I continue to get questions from them as far as, you know, these PPP loans and what do we need to do as far as the payback and filling out that paperwork. And, you know, I think it's probably, as we talked earlier, about the same approach as what some of these football commissioners are saying they're going to do right now, is going to take a step back and wait and see how things play out, because there's no use of getting ahead of things and doing all the work if, you know, they're going to change the rules here in maybe the next week, maybe this week yet. And so, you know, that's kind of what I've tried to be for most of our clients here recently, is just somebody just to say, hey, let's calm down a little bit. Let's let this play out and see where it goes and not get too far ahead of ourselves.
So you've been kind of like one of those plate spinners, as I call them. Starts to wobble at one end, then you run back to the other end, spin it again, and
it really feels like it most days. And you know, I think, you know, what I'll say is through all this pandemic and things, I feel like I've had more communication with clients than ever, and I mean that's a good thing. You know, I enjoy talking to them, and I enjoy being able to help them through some of these situations, but you know, I think it's just so much information, so much going on that for them, it's just hard to keep track of it and know what they should be doing or shouldn't be doing. And so, you know, our phones have just been ringing off the hook. And in fact, you know, just in this last week, I think I've had several people that don't work with us that have just said, hey, you know, I've heard you talking about this on the radio or whatever. I've had some issues, you know, where I go that not getting help with this, or, you know, not wanting to help me with some of the PPP loans and some of the other things that seem like something that I should be involved in or need to at least know a little bit more about. And I just need somebody that's there for me, not somebody that's just willing to complete some taxes and do those types of things. I think I need a little bit more. And that's something that we've always tried to stay more involved in, and have that relationship with our clients to, you know, understand them and understand what is going on in their situation, and then also always be there, not, you know, put them on hold or, you know, send them to voicemail or call them back a couple of days later. I mean, when they call up, they want answers now, and they want some help, and they feel probably pretty frustrated with everything and all the paperwork that goes along with it. And, you know, it's just, I think, something that calms their nerves a little bit to have somebody that can help them with it and get it taken care of, so they don't have to keep just thinking about it.
Well, and your plan that you guys have worked for so many years, I mean, you just, you stay out in front of everything. It's not like at the end of the year you want a shoebox full of receipts or anything like that. You, you know, just try to stay with a working plan, whether that be week to week, month to month. So they're on the same page with you guys. And I've always said, I think that's the most important part about Corporate Farmer. And along with what you just said a moment ago, the communication part, that's pretty good stuff for anybody in any business.
Yeah, and I mean, you and I joke and kind of laugh a little bit about it, you know. And but, you know, I've had a few people, again, too, that have just, you know, come in and said, I hear you guys talking about it, and it just sounds like something that we need to do or we need to try because, you know, we've kind of been complacent or waited till the end of the year to do some of these things. And that's easy to do, and you can probably make it work when things are going perfectly. But when times get a little tough and we get all these things that have been thrown at us, whether it's the weather or whether it's the virus or whether it's, you know, all these changes and stuff that are going on around us, you know, you can't just wait and not deal with them. And so I think, you know, that's the reason, you know, your record keeping and bookkeeping, you know, knowing where you're at, knowing where you're going, and being able to adjust that plan as things, you know, change, you know, along the way.
Well, let's tell them how to get lined up with Corporate Farmer, Chad.
It's super easy. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931. And, you know, if you want to find out a little bit more information about us, go to our website at corporatefarmer.com.
And as you can tell, it's nice and easy to talk with Chad. And the rest of the staff is the same way. I mean, you guys are, you live in the North Iowa communities just like we do. We're all in this together.
That's for sure. We're all in it together, and, you know, let's do it together. So if you would like to sit down with one of us and have a conversation, feel free to give us a call. We're just a phone call away.
Sounds great. Chad, great to talk to you this week. We'll check in again real soon.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Take care.
Bye.
It's Chad.